Hey, Kill Radio.
Hello, hello, Kill Radio.
Hey, y'all. Just testing the waters, trying to see where we are. Frequency and phrenology. Whoop. Here at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. It is Dr. Groovy and the bomb, the young miss. Let's see if we can get you in here. You want to do some talking, see where you are?
Check, 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 okay. Check.
Hello. Okay.
Bomb in the house.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have some amazing guests. As you know, this is Frequency and Phrenology. And as you know, phrenology is the study of how the bumps in your head reflect what's going on inside of your brain.
Is that really real?
Really real. Just like Rosie. Remember that?
Yeah.
So what we have is a double header. Ha! Like brain, get it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go on the brain, okay? So it's a double header because we are going to talk about how to abuse your brain and to keep it somewhat safe when you're at Burning Man. Woohoo! Right, Bomb?
Right.
And then, later on, this very show, we are going to have Robert Rawlinson, who is the creator of Brainwashed Fashions. Look at all that brain there.
Yeah, actually, I looked on his website. I liked one of his shirts, the t-shirt that said with the television set on it.
Yeah, see?
The brainwashed.
Did you see the chicken with the UFO hat on?
Yeah, that was cute.
You know, he's got good stuff.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in here later on, and you can win today. You can win a Dr. Groovy sticker by calling in.
I got mine.
If you're a guest on my show, you get one automatically. And so you better want to be a guest on my show. Anyway, or you can win a brainwashed t-shirt. Okay, so get ready. Get your fingers a-flying. Okay, so the number, do you know what the number is?
Actually, no, I don't know.
Lovely
the number.
Bomb. The number here is 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. Nice job. Very good, very good. And I don't think we're going to be able to use the instant messenger because I think it's not working. But I'll see what I can do about that. So why don't we let them listen to some Underworld for a moment? How does that sound to you, Bomb?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, we'll listen to some Underworld for a moment, and then we'll come back and we will talk at ya. Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology, Dr. Groovy saying hi to you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, boys and girls. It is Dr. Groovy here. Frequency and Phrenology. Saturday afternoons. And I have the lovely Da Bomb here with me. And she is the amazing host of this super cool situation called Burncast. www.burncast.net.
Yeah, it's about the art, culture, and community of Burning Man. Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
So tell them what we're doing. Tell them how we're doing this.
We're actually doing a simulcast podcast broadcast.
Damn, girl.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's being recorded live here for your show will also be included in my show for Burncast later on in a couple weeks.
So it's a double header and a double show.
Yes, and two burners.
And your hair matches the microphone Nerf ball, which also matches the sticker I gave you. It's all purple.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I've got the purple-pink hair going on right now.
It looks great.
Thank you.
It's
thank
awesome.
You. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So where do you want to go?
All right. So I told my guests that we'd be talking about health and safety on the playa. You ready for that?
Yeah, sure.
Let's qualify with who you are first and why I asked you. Who are you? And why the hell would I ask you?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. But I am Dr. Groovy. And
what kind of doctor are you?
I am a doctor of family medicine and work at an academic institution of higher learning that I will not name at this moment. And so I am a faculty physician at a residency program. I teach at a medical school. I'm the medical director of a physician's assistant program. And I've been practicing medicine in family medicine for the past 4 years.
Okay. And how long have you been...
Okay, that's enough.
How long have you been going to Burning Man?
And I've been going to Burning Man on and off since 1999.
Okay.
Which is 4 times in the past 8 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have a half-life of 4 years.
I have a half-life.
Okay.
Exactly.
What is that about?
Why? Because there are times when I have to work and I can't get out of work.
And school starts.
And school starts early. School starts now at, you know, August 7th.
No
early
kidding.
August, yeah.
So does that mean you're not going to make it to Burning Man this
probably
year?
Probably not. Aww. I even have tickets, and I'm probably not going to make it.
Oh, see, so there might be some tickets available coming up on Burncast real soon.
Perhaps. Perhaps. We'll see what's going on.
Okay, what was your first year at Burning Man?
My first year at Burning Man was 99.
Okay.
I think I'm getting that right. I'm pretty sure it was 99. It was either that or 2001.
Playa Video?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it 99?
I don't know. I wasn't there. It wasn't I mean, I was there, but I didn't know you yet.
Oh, my memory fails me. Yeah, it was one of those 2 years.
Okay. And
maybe it's 2001.
What kind of changes have you seen in the years you've been coming?
What kind of what?
Changes.
Changes. Oh, well, the first year I was there, it was like a desert and people camping and some big stuff.
What do you mean big stuff?
Like the Emerald City was there that year, Playa Video with the big screen that we used to put up every night. And it was like big stuff where I felt like we were all involved with the performances and what was happening. And I feel like...
Well, you were, because Playa Video was doing a nightly show, weren't they?
Oh, daily and nightly. We had like 2 to 3 shows a day. So it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But that was my experience. My first experience was a lot of work, but team effort, good productions, really fun because we really, you know, contributed to it. And I felt like... all over the place, there were people doing that sort of thing where they were contributing to making a production happen, you know? And it was a lot more like toned down, and I didn't feel as nervous walking around. Throughout the years, I feel like it's become a little more spectator, people walking around looking for something to watch, not as much participation into the production.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little more nervous.
In what way?
Because the guys sometimes are a little, you know, too much for me to handle in the sense that, you know, it's almost like walking by with a lot of hoots and hollers and, you know, the backwards baseball caps that we usually call them.
You mean the frat boys?
The frat boys, exactly.
You know, my last guest, I don't know if you heard, Raina from Hoopnautica,
she said
the same thing. She said it's like the kind of guy she comes across at a club.
Right, right. And so, which makes sense. I mean, I don't want to knock anyone going to Burning Man and having a good time. I'm not going to knock it. Frat boys want to go. That's awesome. And I also don't want to knock frat boys or backwards baseball caps people. I mean, they're free to be who they are. The only problem is when they kind of infringe on my experience. And years ago, I felt a lot more safe to kind of take off my shirt and be more free and be more expressive. And I don't feel comfortable to do that, especially on the weekends nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, it's okay. It's also a reason why I'm not as bent on going, because I know that that's going to happen. I'm going to have to deal with a lot of crap. Eh, I could go, you know, into the desert for, you know, a night rave
at
with
Moon Tribe
or something and feel more safe. So,
okay. Well, I've asked you to talk about health and safety at Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with some general things and work our way through to some, like, big ones.
Okay.
Burning Man has, on their website, they have this thing called the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And number one on their Ten Commandments is no trash receptacles provided. And as we all know, it means pack it in, pack it out.
Right.
But for a big city of 35,000 people, do you think that's really sanitary or safe?
Well, I think, you know, what BMorg is doing is they are deciding what is most important, what is highest priority for their infrastructure. And I think what they've decided thus far is that a grid on the Esplanade is very important because they definitely have that. The streets are very important, so they cut out the streets and then they water them down. And having certain entities available, like the medical tents and bathrooms or, you know, the porta potties, that's what they have felt is enough. Now, when you take things out, it costs money. And so BMorg has to decide if they want to devote this much money towards trash. And truthfully, you know, it is a pack it in, pack it out kind of situation. And so why should BMorg, you know, pay for that? The other thing is, probably if we had that service, I mean, tickets now are what, $200, $300?
Well, by the time you get to
there, $300. And so conceivably, if we had trash services, it might be like $400, $500. I mean, I have no idea how expensive that is. It may be pretty expensive. So, and God knows, they're already packing out trash. I mean, people leave Moop all the time. And so they're already doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think they're just not taking it to the max. So I would say it's just a matter of priority. Yes, of course, it would be more sanitary to get that stuff out of there. But really, the main thing to get out of there is the excrement.
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing that breaks my heart is really seeing, and I've done this too. I am not immune from this. But, you know, when people are changing the ecosystem of the playa by, especially peeing. I mean, people pee all over the playa. Probably not pooping, but...
Oh, no, I've seen that.
Oh, you have?
I have.
You've
seen that.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and in fact, there was such a huge-ass log in front of one of the porta-potties.
Oh,
it was actually...
Right in front of a porta-potty?
If you were brave enough to go around into that particular porta-potty, it was the cleanest one.
Oh, no. Because someone did that right in the beginning of the day or something. Great. So anyway, and the thing that I think about, because of course I'm thinking about, like, you know, evolution and mutation and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, the little microscopic critters that are living in the playa, because nothing really survives in the playa, but there's something there. You know, just imagine how the mutations are happening with all of the uric acid and whatnot that's being poured all over them. It's actually urea. But anyway, nitrates. And, you know, what they're turning into. And then when we come back there in, like, 50 years, there's going to be these, like, weird three-headed bacteria virus kind of parasites there.
Well, that's because evolution takes too long.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
People don't have to worry about it now.
All right, let's talk about a few, like, real health issues, like people who have asthma. Can you talk about people with asthma coming to the Plaid?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, people with asthma need to be really careful up there. I mean, they need to know their triggers. So asthma, of course, as we know, is a situation of constriction of the lung passages, usually in reaction to something that is a trigger. And the trigger can be something environmental, it can be something within the body, but it basically shuts down the lung passages to some extent, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, so the air can't pass as well. And so you feel really short of breath, start coughing, things like that. And so if dust is one of your triggers, which isn't always the case for asthmatics, but the playa dust particularly is very fine. So if that's one of your triggers, you've got to be ready with your albuterol medication and whatever other kinds of medication you need. And sometimes that is anti-inflammatories that you would inhale, like Flovent, that is a preventive, so you need to not stop taking it when you go up there. You need to stay on your regular medications and then have your albuterol, which is your emergency inhaler for emergencies when you're really tight.
Okay.
So you just need to be prepared.
And we should just point out that if you're having an emergency situation, there is medical help available.
Yes.
At Center Camp and at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock plazas.
Yes, and great medical care. I've been there. I've taken people there. I've talked to them. And
welcome to Los Angeles.
That's right, baby. Welcome to the open window on Beverly in Vermont. Hey, folks. Wow, man. And we're talking about emergency situations, too, right? All right, so yes, the medical care is amazing. I had a friend who sliced open his arm with a safety knife, you know, an X-Acto knife kind of thing. So it was a real clean slice, but very deep. And he was gone for probably a half an hour to the medical tent and back with it cleaned out and sutured up.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
No kidding. It was amazing.
Now, let me ask you, would you recommend or not recommend that he go run in behind a water truck after something like that?
Oh, right. Okay, so should we explain the phenomenon of running behind a water truck? Which is something, honestly, I did once and never did again.
Why once?
Well, you know, these water trucks are going up and down the streets of Burning Man to maintain the streets as kind of different from and to keep the dust down, especially on the street areas. And what you can do, I mean, they're throwing out a lot of water. And you can run behind it and get kind of a little shower. And so there's all these naked people running around getting showers behind the water truck. And then getting playa platforms because the bottom of their feet or their boots or whatever they're wearing get all muddy with this nasty playa crap that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's really tough to get rid of it. So, and the water coming out of those trucks, I would imagine, is what's called non-potable.
It is non-potable.
Which
it's
means
full of bacteria.
Do not get anywhere near it, right? But people are running around, washing themselves in it, da, da, da. And then if you have an open cut, forget it. I mean, you need to use sterile saline, if possible, to rinse that thing out. And, ooh, just imagine what kind of infection you could get by putting that water in there. Nasty. Yeah, no, stay away from that if you've got an open cut.
Okay, mm-hmm. What about diabetics on the playa?
Diabetics. Depends on what kind of diabetic we have. And generally speaking, because there's two kinds of diabetes, diabetes type 1, diabetes type 2. And diabetes type 1 is a little more what they call brittle. It's a little, you've got to be more careful with how you're taking your medication. And so you are under a great deal of stress when you're on the playa. It's very hot.
The playa is very harsh.
Very harsh conditions. It's very hot. You're sweating a lot. You're losing a lot of your water. You may not be eating the same way you eat normally. And a type 1 diabetic has very distinct insulin necessities based on how much they eat, how many calories are going in. And they don't often realize that in just different conditions, their insulin requirement could very much change. Usually it would drop. It would be a lot lower than what they usually need. And if you get it wrong, you could go into ketoacidosis, and it could be a very dangerous situation. A type 2 diabetic is not that brittle. That's a little more just your general kind of be careful, drink a lot of water, stay healthy, eat your normal food.
Get some sleep.
Make sure you have your medications. Because a diabetic, type 2 diabetic is more likely to go into something called hyperosmolar coma, meaning that they have eaten above what their medication is getting out of their system in terms of there's a lot of glucose left behind. So when they get dehydrated, they have a really high level of glucose, making the blood even kind of more sludgy. And so they can go into coma from that. And it's called hyperosmolar coma. So they probably more than other people have to really be careful with hydration. But generally speaking, anyone needs to be careful. I mean, piss clear, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's true for everybody.
Piss clear is the name of the alternative newspaper for Burning Man. But what did you mean by piss clear?
But it also means that you should be drinking so much water that your pee is coming out looking clear.
Very good.
Which I always try to achieve and never do.
Okay. Actually, it's not hard for me. let me ask you this one, though. In relation to diabetes and what we were just talking about, infections and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Should diabetics be concerned about the possibility of ply being harsh and getting an infection?
Oh, diabetics? Yeah, of course, definitely. And I suppose you're talking about diabetes type 2, possibly with people who have neuropathy and can't feel the bottom of their feet as much. Yeah. Diabetics who, type 2 diabetics who have had a long time of diabetes, it damages the ends of their nerves at the periphery of the body. So it'll damage the nerves at the toes and the foot first, and then the fingers and things like that. And what can happen then is, since you have such a decrease of sensation, something can cut you or can burn you, and you just don't even know it. And so not only...
Step through rebar,
you know, step on hot coals, whatever it is. And so you can have a serious... wound that you don't even know about. And then you're just walking through ply, you're walking through poop, you know, whatever. And it can cause a serious infection so bad that it can actually eat all the way through the bone and cause a situation called osteomyelitis. And that's a very dangerous situation, which you either have to be in the hospital with IV antibiotics, or we have to cut it off. You have
with
to amputate.
Or the limb.
You have to amputate the area. So like if it got into the joint of the end of your toe, we might take off your toe. And if it got any further back, we might have to take off your whole foot.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, type 2 diabetes, when you've lost that sensation, is a very dangerous situation. You've got to be very careful with your shoes and walking barefoot and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, if you've got that situation up at Burning Man, just wear shoes, wear white socks so you can always see blood coming through it.
Mm-hmm.
And always check your feet. Check the bottom of your feet so you know what's going on there. And that's probably true for a lot of people because they get so calloused up there. And then, of course, there's the alkalinity of the playa. So you may want to bring something like vinegar to be able to wash off your feet so you can kind of balance out the alkalinity of the playa, because it can destroy your skin.
Well, yeah, there's such a thing as playa foot. Can you comment on playa foot and how to prevent that?
Now, playa foot, you'll have to tell me a little bit about exactly what that is, because, let's see. Oh, that's what I was just talking about. Yeah. It's the same thing I was just talking about, in the sense that playa foot is when you actually have an alkali burn from the playa dust itself, because it's so alkaline that it destroys the skin tissue. And so you can have cracks in the foot, you can have bleeding, and what you really need to do is have something acidic to counteract the alkalinity of the playa. So that's why I say, you know, you can bring some vinegar with you, lemon juice, some people have used. Do you have any other things that you tend to use? I think some people have sprays they use with, like, rose water and stuff like that. But it's really got to have some acidity to it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of vinegar foot baths.
Yeah, vinegar. Yeah, that's usually the best way to go.
So if preparing for Burning Man, what should people put in their playa first aid kit?
Oh, let's see. Well, you know what? It's wide. It depends on what you want to do. And I got to say again, the medical tent can help you out. And I think everything is actually free and part of your ticket price. So, one good thing to do is, I've told so many people this, is if you do have any medical conditions, go ahead and get one of those medical alert bracelets. So if you've got allergies that may be a problem, if you've got some kind of condition like epilepsy or diabetes, go ahead and put it on a medical alert bracelet, so if anything happens to you, someone will be able to see what's going on. And sometimes those bracelets, if you flip them, they'll even have medications. You can put medications that you're on. So, but that's a really good idea to do if you've got some kind of long-term condition that could be a problem. Otherwise, we have a little list here about the Playa First Aid Kit, mentioning things like ACE wraps, aloe vera gel. Please bring sunscreen. If you need to bring sunscreen, because you can really get away very well with good sunscreen. And if you don't have sunscreen, it's bad. It is seriously bad. And aloe vera gel ain't going to do jack shit if you're that sunburnt. Oh, you're going to have to edit that out.
Oh, no, it's okay. A podcast. It's
there
totally
you go.
Okay.
Okay. They're talking about antibiotic ointment. That's fine. Eye wash solution. Nah, I don't think you really need those. Gauze pads, gauze bandages. I mean, I would say, and they have personal prescriptions. That's a good idea. Make sure you have your personal prescriptions. If you are on birth control pills, make sure you have a full supply of them to run you through the whole week. If you have other kinds of medications that you need every day, make sure you have enough of them. And really all of the other things I think would be better getting from the medical tent. Because if you have a wound, unless you have something who knows how to take care of that wound, please go to the medical tent and let them do it. You just don't want to get it messed up, you know? And there's people who think they know what they're doing, And they don't. And we, both you and I, have seen some ramifications of people who don't know what they're doing with their wounds.
Oh, tell us a story. Tell us a story.
Well, I mean, it's just unfortunately infection. You know, and what can happen is, you know, you don't think it's getting that bad, and overnight you can have an open sore that turns into your whole leg. And you just, you can't mess around with it. So you just got to get it cleaned out immediately. Don't, if you get any kind of open wound at the playa, just go to the medical tent, let them clean it out. It's going to be better than thinking you're going to be okay, and then tomorrow it turns into your whole leg.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll return after this short break with Dr. Groovy talking about health and safety on the playa.
Yeehaw! We'll be right back.
if it is, you can always spin away because you're the doctor.
I know I'm the doctor.
Hey, check
the mic.
Check the mic
right. Are we all here?
Yes, we're here.
Excellent.
I'm here.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is, what's the show called, guys?
Frequency and Phrenology.
Good.
And it's fun.
It's fun. P-H-U-N. Yeah. Thoughts and sounds to mold your mind, just like phrenology does.
How can people find out more about you, Dr. G?
They can go to myspace.com/ Dr. Groovy, DocTorGroovy. You have to spell it all out. That's what I mean. So they can go there and learn more about me and read a little bit about what I say and maybe get some downloads. I also have drgroovy.net, but it's really behind the times. I'm going to have to update that. And then I'm going to have YouTube/ Dr. Groovyster coming out probably in August.
Ooh, tell us about that.
That's going to be
nice.
A fun little set of shows brought to you by Dr. Groovy and Chai Guy.
Yay.
Yeah. So it's taking a little longer than I thought to put it together. That's okay. We got it going on.
Cool.
So
we're going to continue with our conversation about health and safety third on the Playa.
Safety third.
There, before we move on to a couple other things, I have some listeners who wanted to know about pregnancy on the Playa. What's your thoughts on being pregnant at Burning Mountain?
Well, pregnancy is a situation where you have to take super good care of yourself. And, you know, like they say, you're eating for two. You're also basically drinking for two. And as we were discussing before, the Playa is incredibly demanding and takes a lot out of a body. So if you're pregnant up there, you have to be just, you know, twice as careful to be taking care of yourself, to not let yourself get dehydrated, to make sure you have frequent meals, you have enough of your caloric intake to be able to take care of all of your body functions. And the baby needs a lot of calories too. So you may need to eat even more than what you'd be eating in your normal environment. So you've got to be super careful with that. And then pregnancy has its own risks, you know. Being pregnant is a risk itself. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to be careful about anything that could happen while you're pregnant and how you are going to, like, what your escape plan is. Like, if you need to get out of there, what are you going to do? So those are the things I would suggest.
Okay. Now,
you want to say something?
No, I heard something.
Oh, should we say who you are? Who the hell are you?
If you don't want to.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing here?
I have no idea. I'm a fly on the wall.
Sweet.
That talks.
Flies talk.
Anyway, I heard something. If you guys are worried about getting pregnant while you're at Burning Man.
Right.
I heard, okay, if you have sex, you could always douche with Coca-Cola or Pepsi. It kills everything. Okay?
Dr.
So no worries after that.
All right, let's talk about bacterial vaginosis. Okay?
Yeah, see.
Douching with anything.
I knew they were fucking lying.
Can lead to something called bacterial vaginosis, which is not a fun situation for any woman to deal with. And let's talk a little bit about where what is going. Okay? When you douche, it goes into the vagina, not into the uterus.
That's what I understand.
Okay? When you have sex and the sperm goes to the egg, it goes up into the uterus to get to the fallopian tubes to get the egg coming down from the ovary.
Don't put Coca-Cola or Pepsi up that far.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Okay. Nice try.
Okay. Now, we started off, I was talking about the 10 commandments of Burning Man. They got this thing called 10 principles and 10 commandments.
Wait, they're separate?
Yeah.
I've never read the B-more crap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it,
I got my own commandments. Thank you.
One of the other 10 commandments is number 9. Burning Man does not promote or condone the use of illegal drugs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And there are a lot of cops swimming around there, so be careful. A
ton of them. You guys watch out.
Yep.
You get thrown in the jail out there in the desert. It's
the
not
playa,
fun.
The Playa jail.
The Playa.
With the animals.
Do you think people really need to take drugs on the Playa?
Oh, come on. Of course not. Of course you don't need to take drugs. The whole place is like a drug in itself. I mean, if you want to, like, trip out on life. No, I'm just joking. But if you want to really just, like, I mean, Burning Man itself is a visual and auditory hallucination. You know what I mean? It's something that you would never expect to see in a desert. you don't know what you're going to come across, what you're going to hear, what you're going to see, what you're going to feel, what you're going to smell, you know? It's like you might open a drawer and smell some poop. So you don't even know. And tasty. You do not have to be on anything. And honestly, sometimes it's better not to be on anything to experience that, because some of it could really freak you out if you're on something. So if you're going to be on something, you better be ready for what it's going to do to your brain when you come across some of the experiences that you come across on the playa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, the medical tent houses a fair amount of people having a bad trip, too.
I think that's Sanctuary.
Sanctuary does it, too, but medical tent season, too.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times you have to be hydrated to try to get you out of whatever you're into.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're on mushrooms or peyote, is there a chance at all that you will get lost and actually trip out and end up away from everybody out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, that's why they started the Rangers. The Rangers would go out and catch the Moonwalkers and bring them back in. This was many years ago.
Moonwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
what
they were called.
Pretty sweet.
They're on a vision quest. Yeah, but you can get, not only that, you can get lost very easily, because now Burning Man is a city that's huge. I mean, what, 30,000 people were there last year?
30,000 plus.
30,000 plus. So it's huge. And there's unfortunately a lot of rebar and a lot of strings and stuff that isn't well marked that you can, like, trip over and get hurt by. And I think that happens. You know, Randy last year, our friend Randy, what was it, last year? It might not have been last year, but one year he was walking around and he just dropped his glasses and he couldn't find his glasses. Yeah, and he couldn't really see, like, where he was going to get out of there. And
that's a trip in itself right there.
Exactly.
Huh? If you wear glasses, just take them off. Don't do any drugs. Just do that, but make sure you hold on to your glasses.
Yeah.
All right.
Just make sure you can see where you're going somehow.
Exactly.
Okay, so the official party line is not to do drugs, and Burning Man doesn't condone the use of drugs. But we all know that people do drugs at Burning Man.
Correct.
And in fact, a lot of my guests brag and boast about the drug use they've done in Burning Man. I've had a guest show up to an interview and get loaded.
To an interview?
To an interview.
Some and then people can do that.
And then complain that they sounded loaded on the show.
And it was your fault, right?
Right.
You made them sound loaded.
No, actually, it wasn't me, but anyway, whatever.
Yeah, get with the program. Understand yourself.
Yeah. let's talk about drug use and the problem, if you will. If you're going to do drugs, is there a smart way to go about it, if that makes any sense?
Organic.
Sure, yeah. I mean, exactly. Know where it's coming from. That would be the first thing. And try to know your source, because that'll really help out to know whether you're taking something that is more or less dangerous, let's say. Okay? And then make sure you have a safe place. Make sure you are doing whatever you're doing to the extent that you can handle. And if you're going to be walking around, maybe you're with people. Or if you're going to be, you know, really going crazy, maybe stay in a safe environment where you're not going to be walking into rebar and strings and tents and people with sharp things on their costumes and stuff. And you know, the whole trip, bad trip, good trip thing. I mean, if you have had a problem with, say, LSD before, you know, get ready for another problem if you do LSD up there. Don't think it's going to go away and get any better. You know, another thing that you can remember about a lot of drugs, even drinking. Remember, if you're in a bad state of mind before you start it, taking the drugs can enhance any state of mind you're in. It's not like you take drugs and you're in a bad state of mind and you get into a good state of mind. It can enhance the bad state of mind. So you've got to be super careful with how you are before you even start it, so you can kind of know where you're going to go. So those are some of the things I would suggest.
Okay, now here's a question from one of my listeners. Is being dosed, is it a gift or is it a crime?
Oh, you mean being dosed like somebody gives it to you and you didn't know? I would lean on crime. Yeah, I think it's an invasion and completely inappropriate. No, you've got to ask. You cannot do that without permission. And I have been victim of unmarked muffins.
Oh, me too.
At your birthday party.
It happened to me too.
Up in San Francisco.
It was horrible.
Horrible. Because I ate a lot of muffins. I thought it was like chocolate muffins
they
or something.
Delicious.
They were so good, and I had no idea. They had, like, what, pot in them or something?
I don't know what it was. It was
hash?
Really strong.
It was really strong. I had to go back to my car and sit there. I couldn't drive. It was bad. So, yeah, I know people want to have fun and stuff, but, you know, be safe, be careful, and, you know, respect your friends and who's around you. And that's just not respectful, I'd say.
One special note. Can we talk about the use of ecstasy on the playa and in terms of dehydration for a quick minute?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because ecstasy or MDMA, which is, methyl methamphetamine, because it is a methamphetamine, it speeds up your metabolism, okay? So it makes you... It stimulates your body to be able to have a lot more energy than you would otherwise have. Of course, there's also the euphoric effects making you feel all happy. But it's the methamphetamine aspect that makes you go and dance for 12 hours and, you know, really get dehydrated and things like that. So you get whole body dehydration mainly from the fact that you are so much more active than you would otherwise be. But there is no validity to the fact that you have spinal cord dehydration in particular. Okay.
Weren't they talking about that around 2000 or something?
Yeah. It was some kind of urban myth for a while that you had spinal cord dehydration because people would wake up the next day and have headaches and have back pain and all that kind of stuff. But that's really generally because they were dehydrated just globally and because they worked out so much. So they had muscle aches and pains from muscle strain, basically. So it's just a whole body dehydration. So again... You just have to be drinking a lot more water. Gatorade, maybe half-strength Gatorade is actually better than full-strength because Gatorade has a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking Coca-Cola. We're not talking coffee. We're not talking tea because caffeinated beverages will dehydrate you as well because they're diuretics. They make you pee more. So you've got to be drinking straight water, half-strength Gatorade, Pedialyte, you know, those kinds of things for the electrolytes. And if anybody wants to call and talk to us, keep in mind that you are listening to Kill Radio Frequency and Phrenology, and you can give us a call at 213-252-0998 and talk to DeBalm about all her colorful Burning Man activities in Burncast.
Okay, now, I think the number one substance that is abused at Burning Man isn't actually all these terrible drugs, illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. I think it's alcohol.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a safe way to consume your beverage of choice?
Yeah, that's another one that, you know, be safe in terms of where you are. You know what? A new phenomenon that I hadn't noticed until the last time I was there are these guys that'll roll around with their coolers and they'll have these little, you know, bikes or little teeny tricycles or something, but they've got their cooler kind of bungee corded next to it or on top or behind it, rather, and full of beer and ice, you know? And it's like, you know.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's also for them to drink as much as they can. And, you know, it's same old thing. If you're going to drink alcohol, you've got to stay hydrated because, again, it's a diuretic. It'll dehydrate you. And what are you going to be doing on it? Okay? You know, it's a disinhibitor. And if you're going to be out with other people, are you going to have sex? Well, then you better have a condom on you. And are you gonna take anything else? Well, you better think about it. Because if you do other kinds of drugs while you're on alcohol, you could have a stronger negative reaction than you would have had otherwise. So just, you know, try to be clear about your decisions. I would say, you know, just if you're gonna be drinking a lot of alcohol, try to stay in one central area, let your friends know where you are. Things like that. But I agree. I think, you know, the amount of alcohol I see up there is, like, you know, pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, and you see people just wasted, can't walk, lying on the, you know, face down on the
sick.
Playa. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, vomiting on the playa. Yeah, it's or in the porta potties. Ugh.
Yeah.
God, when they miss.
Yeah.
Bad news.
So that brings me to my wrap up with this discussion of being sober on the playa.
Uh-huh.
Now, it can be a choice and it's shouldn't be too hard of a choice. But if you have a problem with addiction, I do want to put a plug in for people who need program like Alcoholics Anonymous. There is more information on the Burning Man website about being sober on the playa.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do. And the great thing is there's lots of stuff you can do. If you're an early to bed, early to rise kind of person, there is yoga, there's early morning breakfast
stuff.
There's
runs. People run at dawn.
Runs. All kinds of things you can do early in the morning. And you can have a full, crazy experience of a day, any day you're there at Burning Man without any other substance other than water and food. You don't need anything else. You really don't. It's that much, it's that crazy, it's that much fun, it's that much to experience. So, and you know, you don't let peer pressure get to you. You know, it's not worth it. Just do what you want to do and have a good time. I really think being sober is kind of better because you experience more of it. You know, you remember it better.
And you know? I find I learn more of my lessons and I'm more responsible for things as they go down instead of warning. What the fuck just happened?
Right, right. Exactly. You can make some stupid mistakes when you're uninhibited, rather.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me on my show. I love this little studio. It's really fun.
Well, thanks for coming. I'm glad you were here.
Thank you.
So this has been your Burncast section of Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy and the bomb of Burncast. Thanks so much for being here. Let's listen to a little bit of Sia, and then we're going to listen to Vesuvius Sonic, and we're going to come back at you with Robert Rawlinson of Brainwashed Fashions. Go ahead and say something.
What's up, people out there in internet radio land? How you feeling?
213-252-0998. Oh, yes. All right, frequency and phrenology listeners. You know how much I love you, right? Yes, it's true. Thank you for listening to Kill Radio on your Saturday afternoon when I know you have many other things you could be doing. But all nine of you are listening. That rocks. Okay, so who do we still have here? Anyone? Hello?
Fly on the wall.
And bomb
here.
In the house.
There they
fly
are.
On the wall, still here.
So, Bomb's getting all of her stuff together because she's on her way out now. And we're going to be talking now to Robert Rollinson of Brainwashed Fashions.
Yes, hi. How you doing, people out there in the internet radio land?
So I have to explain this to you because you weren't here earlier, but basically, the show's called Frequency and Phrenology, right?
Right.
Okay. And phrenology is the study of basically the bumps in your head and how it refers to the emotions and the things going on in your brain. Homunculus,
right?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a homunculus, but it's not a true homunculus because it's a pseudoscience. So, yeah, but what you're saying is right in the sense that a homunculus maps out the parts of the brain that refer to certain physiologic activities. But this is like more emotions and feelings and things like that. And it's actually very complex, and you've got to decide which school of phrenology you're going to listen to. Anyway, so I'm studying phrenology, okay?
Okay.
And then this is frequency and phrenology. So, the brain. Okay?
Right.
And you have brainwashed fashions.
I do, yes.
Oh my gosh, see how it goes together?
Brainwash brings everyone together.
So this is just a banner show. So, and then we had what happens to your brain
on drugs.
On drugs and heat and all kinds of other things at Burning Man. So it's a double brain show.
Sounds good.
On frequency and phrenology. And I'm just so proud that I was able to put it together.
One of the brainiest women I know.
Is you?
You.
What?
Yeah, you're brainy.
Nah.
You're smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm no nerd. Oh, yeah, maybe I am.
Right.
I took a test and it said I was a nerd. Yikes.
Cutest nerd you ever saw.
Aw, thanks.
Aw.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and where Brainwashed Fashions came from and all that. Because it's really cool.
Basically, Brainwashed is about taking chances. It's about living life for yourself.
Uh-huh.
I think most people don't really do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Brainwashed came about. I had a really low point in my life. As we all do.
Uh-huh.
And I started writing a lot about how I was viewing the world.
Uh-huh.
And viewing myself. And I was kind of looking within myself and, of course, outside.
Mm-hmm.
And just started writing and writing and writing and seeing a lot of crazy shit going on in the world and in communities. In my community I live in right now is LA.
Mm-hmm.
And Brainwashed came about.
And when was that?
That was about 2002.
2002, okay.
And I just started kind of elaborating on Brainwashed and just all these crazy writings I was writing, just trying to just purge all this crap out of my out of my soul, out of my body, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I came up with an idea for a t-shirt line called Brainwashed.
Okay.
And different sayings, and it had no art at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And threw it in a shoebox. And it stayed under my bed for, I don't know, about 3 years.
The greatest ideas that go under the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides porn.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He had that down there, too. That's,
yeah.
That was
that's
there, too.
All, that's all. That had stacks of porn.
That was just really ripped up and dirty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sticky.
Filthy.
Yeah, gross.
Sticky.
Yeah, the ideas, they were clean.
They were clean and in a box.
For 3 years.
Virgin and untouched.
About 3 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Pulled some of this stuff out, and I was reading. I was just kind of reflecting on stuff I've written.
Uh-huh.
Just to see how crazy it was. And out popped the idea for Brainwashed, and I was reading some of these writings with a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I told her about this idea, and she's like, oh, dude, you got to do something with that. I'm like, are you fucking serious? You don't think it's cheesy? You know, that's my thing. Is it cheesy? And she said, no.
You can't do
something
it if
about
it's cheesy.
It.
Yeah.
So I trademarked Brainwashed.
Sweet.
It took about a year and a half to
TM.
Do.
TM.
Yes.
Took a year and a half?
Registered.
Why?
It costs a lot of money.
It's not the money. I mean,
I don't know anything about it.
The money is one part of it that it's non-refundable. So
right?
I mean, you could do your own search on the U.S. Gov, whatever.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
So I searched. Nobody had it, and they still have to do a search that's even deeper than that.
Oh.
And well, a year and a half, to make a long story short, I got it and had no art. And this guy at work, his name is Random, who is actually like one of the main face for Brainwashed.
Uh-huh.
He's this big guy.
He's the one that did the fat face that flashes on the website.
That's his face.
That's
his face. Oops. Yes.
Did I just
the big
that?
The big
no.
head pumpkin head.
Foot and mouth disease.
I love him so much. He's awesome.
That's
he's,
awesome.
He's a great soul. And
your website opens really well. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You've seen that too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Thanks to Adam.
Just
Adam hooked me up.
Warning, if you're epileptic, be careful on that one.
Yeah,
though.
You'll have a seizure for sure.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't know, man. It's I came up with the idea, trademarked it, friends making fun of me, Random being one of them.
Yeah.
And one day
and
I was
not?
At work, mm-hmm. and he's all, what are you doing with your stupid Brainwash thing, man? What are you going to do, take a picture of your dumbass face and put it on a shirt and call it Brainwashed? And he made this weird face. And I'm like, fuck, you're a dick, man. A light bulb went off. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm
going to
use your face. So now I own his face. These two pictures.
Damn, how proprietary.
Yeah. Mine.
Jeez.
So, basically, Brainwashed is about taking chances.
Yeah.
And living life. And I think if a lot of us would look within ourselves and really take chances on ourselves instead of chasing the illustrious carrot, then we'd live in a better place, maybe.
Aww.
You know what I mean? I think we all have these carrots inside of ourselves and we just look within ourselves and pull them out and take a
Ew.
Chance on yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you're living life instead of being like everybody else, clocking in, clocking out, you know, we're making the huge machine turn. But why not do it with something you enjoy and that you're passionate
yeah,
about? You know
exactly.
what I mean? So
yeah. DIY and with a team of friends.
Exactly.
Because you have gotten a lot of support from
oh,
a lot of your friends to get this done.
Definitely.
That's how it happens around
definitely.
Here. And Burncast has happened
yeah.
from, you know, the support of a lot of friends.
Oh, mostly from Lecter.
Right?
Lecter's birthday's next week.
Lecter's helped me out a lot. So, you know, I mean, he's just one friend, but, you know, multiple friends have been on my show. I mean, you know, I love our community when I start thinking about it.
Definitely.
That way.
Yeah, cool. Cool
what?
Circle.
Oh, you don't listen to my show?
Oh, drink community, right.
Every time you say
Sorry.
The word community, everybody has to drink on my show.
I'm drinking right now.
But we don't have real drinks here right
oh,
now.
Oh, I mean, everybody drinks whatever. They drink water.
I'm drinking water.
I'm
I
just
mean,
saying.
I'm just
gotta
saying.
Gotta hydrate.
Yep.
This
it's
crazy
hot in
heat.
Here.
Because
it's so you, baby.
It's so hot.
It's getting
here.
Hot in here.
So
take
off
all
your
clothes.
Ha,
ha, ha. Can I have a witness? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get down now,
yeah,
baby.
Get down and dirty.
Hey, you want to hear the accordion? I brought the accordion.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the accordion.
Right, you guys keep talking for a second.
All right. Hey, what's up, people out there in internet radio land?
Where
Live
can they
life,
find
man.
You? Where they can? Where can they find you?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't fit as well as I thought.
That's kind of scary. I'm thinking like a clown's going to jump out of the fucking wall
no,
or something.
No, it sounds like it. So, hey, do you want to tell the listening public what you do during your, say, work day?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
It's up
I work
to you.
With I work with troubled teens that are suicidal, bipolar, manic, depressive, a lot of different things.
And they've been
cool.
hospitalized? They're inpatient?
Inpatient, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you help them?
Help
of-
them. We pretty much play ping pong. video games and watch a lot of television. So, you know, if you guys
yikes.
Are... I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I didn't know.
I'm joking.
I didn't know.
No, it's a really cool job, you know. I know what it's like. I mean, I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were a teenager. I come from a really crazy family, you know. I was in juvenile hall. Lucky I didn't end up in a place like that. Homeless when I was like 12, 13.
I think
so.
Most of my friends had this like rotating door kind of thing going into psych wards and suicide attempts and blah, blah. You know, I never made it actually in there. But, you know, in a way, when you're in high school, you almost think that those people are cool, you know? Because they kind of they did something that was that momentous.
And glamorous.
And usually they are sexy and glamorous. There's this one who got in the hospital who was just like, you know, everyone thought she was hot. She was like the goth queen, you know? And then she was like, you know, cute and thin and all that kind of stuff. I think she became an actress out here for a little while. And
was she
had
a cutter?
An episode. I don't remember what she tried, but she did something
actresses.
That got her in there. Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
No, it's true. You got to be careful with actors and actresses. They're cuckoo in the head.
You have to be careful with artists in general, I think.
That's
true.
You got to be careful with anybody. Let's just get down to brass tacks.
You
got to
be careful walking out your fucking front door. I mean, come on.
Really, your next door neighbor. Yeah. The guy you're getting off the computer dating service.
Yeah. Hey, give me a call.
They've all got problems upstairs. And you know what? I do too. You know, we all have our own problems.
Everybody does.
And it's all relative as to how much of a problem it is.
Right.
Because
maybe
perhaps you can deal with my problems, but person C absolutely cannot.
Definitely.
You know, and vice versa. And I accept that.
Everybody has their own level of tolerance. Right. You know, within their own... I can't even talk. Jesus Christ, I should have laid off the crack pipe.
We have a caller!
Woohoo! So keep talking.
What's up, caller? Anyway, you guys could find it's brainwashedfashion.com or brainwashed.com without the vowels. So for the ones out there that don't understand, it's brnwshd.com. I have a lot of new cool art coming out in about a couple of weeks. Brainwash is about bringing artists together and people together.
Who's your current artist? Do you have a new artist that has just done some stuff for you? Is that correct?
Yeah, what I do is I sketch out my ideas and I take it to a friend of mine. His name is Micah.
Micah?
Mm-hmm. Goldberg Chambers. And you could actually hit him up at micahmonkey.com. It's MICAH, I believe. I have the paper in my pocket. I should probably pull
you
it out.
You better be sure about that. Oh, hey, sexy girl.
He's an awesome artist.
Bomb's getting all pretty on us.
Yeah. So
sweet.
Sweet. It's getting hot in here. It's still cooking in this ashtray.
You
of
still
a
got your clothes on.
Radio
What's going on?
Station.
Did you see her little belt pack? Look at this. It's like a whole desk in a belt pack.
Oh, my God. I love
it. Look at
it.
That. It's got like everything you could ever want.
And my God, kids are crazy
that
for it.
That fanny pack has nothing on that shit.
No, man.
For real.
It's very cool.
That's different.
Yeah, Japanese kind of looking.
Wow.
Anime. Hey, what are you going to next? You said you had something to get to?
I got to go to the West Side, yeah.
What's up over there?
I got work to do. Things to do.
I got work to do.
I got work to do.
You know what kind of work you're going to do.
What are you going to do?
I am a professional toucher. I touch people for a living and get paid for it.
Ooh.
Damn!
That's hot.
And hey, you know what I do too? I touch people too. Hey, cool.
I don't.
I palpate people. I touch people.
Oh, damn. All right.
Dang.
Cut me down.
Oh, you're palpating people.
Give it the medical twist and make it sound bad.
Shit.
All right, fine. So did I tell you guys the idea that was presented to me by a friend of mine that we might make into a comedy on YouTube?
What is it?
It's something where I diagnose their medical problems.
On the street?
By feeling them with my chest.
Oh, that is hot. That's hot.
So basically, I either have to hug
you. Do you rub them?
Yeah, I have to really kind of, you know, find the spot where I can figure it out, or I have to lie on top of them.
Whose idea was this?
Wow.
Nick. So we're gonna get that going at some point. That's probably gonna be episode number 3 or 4. So it's gonna be hot.
Can't wait to
and
hear
it's called
that.
It's called Dr. Groovy Gets a Feel for Her Patients.
Nice.
Get in
look
touch.
Out for that.
I
get
like
touch.
It.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not palpating.
It's Dr. Feel Good. You gotta change your name.
Yeah, well, believe me, I've been called that before.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Yeehaw! All right. Hey, let's listen to some Ursula 1000. This is going out to JD if she's listening. I'm sure she's not, but if she is, this is for her.
Enjoy.
The sad thing is,
hey.
It's time for the bomb to go.
I got a job to do.
Because she's got a job of touching people.
Touch them all.
She needs to go do that.
Love them.
That's so nice. You're such a good woman. You're so good
sweet.
For the world. You are. And let me say again, I've said this before, but I am so proud of you for archiving and creating a history of Burning Man in a way that no one else that I know of is or has done. And that's very impressive because it's a great thing. It's really cool.
It's
bless
a lot
you.
Of fun. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
And I really love what you're doing, too. This is fun. You guys should come in here and be a guest for Dr. Groovy. It is like a little radio station. There's all sorts of crazy shit going on here. It's hotter than shit. Dr. Groovy's fun.
Oh, dude, this is nothing. Let me tell you what. It gets bad in here. It is not that bad right now. Now, I've been in here, like, you know, dying in my own sweat. So, yeah, it gets bad. But thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks Yay! For having me.
Thanks. And listen out for Burncast. So, again, www.burncast.net.
Uh-huh. It's about the art, culture, and community of Burning Man.
Bling-a-ling. Yes. Yeah. Oh, nice job.
Woo.
All right, sweets.
Take care.
Okay, cool. And we still have Robert Rawlinson here from Brainwashed.
Brainwashed, yes.
Fashions. And what else do you want to tell us about?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. Bye, babes.
Basically, listeners out there, all 5, 7, 15 of you, I think that are listening right now.
Don't look at that.
I'm just kidding. All right. And people that will probably listen to this later. You guys, take chances on yourself, man. You have to. If not, you're gonna stay the same. You gotta take risks. The more risks you take, you know,
the more full your life is.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
You'll have more chance of being successful. Whatever that may be that you want to do, find something you have a lot of passion about or for, and do it regardless. Just as long as it's not hurting anyone. As long as you're not going, hey, I'm gonna strap a machine gun to my chest and going to McDonald's and blow everybody away. Don't do that.
Maybe think about how you can make the world a better place.
Exactly, exactly.
Do it.
that's what Brainwash is about, trying to put some of that positivity out in the world. You know, it's my voice, you know, through art.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very blessed to have a lot of friends, you know, you. Brad Cooper is a good friend of mine.
Yep.
He's helped me out in a lot of things, you know. Photos, a lot of graphic stuff. He's actually working on some designs. He actually has already done a design for me.
Which one did he do?
We can't really say right now because it has to be copywritten.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
you got a lot of work you do on your stuff. I didn't realize it took all this stuff.
Every design has to be
copywritten?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean, once it's, you know, sold and once it's out there in the world, it's copywritten, but it's good to have, a legal...
The formal process.
Mm-hmm. So, it makes me sleep better at night, you know, because
sure.
I don't want anybody taking my shit.
Right.
So, basically, yeah, you guys need to... Do whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah.
Live life. That's what it's about.
Be creative. If the listening public knows, I guess I can just talk about this now.
Yeah.
Because that was a good segue, is that I'm going to be away for the next month.
Right.
And DJ KRS-10 may, in fact, be doing my show. We might settle that out. Or you may be hearing old shows of Frequency and Phrenology. But the fact is that I am leaving on Friday to go to Africa. And I'll be working at a clinic for the first half of the month and then climbing Kilimanjaro. And that's, you know, it's one of those things that, and, you know, I have really let work kind of stand in my way of doing a lot of things because I'm so devoted to my work and I'm so, you know, I really want to do well and do it right and all that kind of stuff. So I have said no to a lot of opportunities. And this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell them. I'm not going to ask. I'm going to tell them I'm leaving for a month. And this
gotta
is at a time when my job is really going crazy. There's a lot of craziness where I work right now. And I'm just going to go. So, and I'm going to be able to say that at least I tried to climb Kilimanjaro. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I think I will, but
yeah.
You know, why not try?
But at least you're trying something new, right? I mean, you've never done it before.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And may never do it again. This may be the only time I get out there.
It's part of living life right there, man. You gotta live it on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
And I'll be able to find out about this really cool clinic, which is just like way out in the middle of nowhere, you know, and see what kind of things they experience,
right.
You know, out in just, you know, the way out part of Tanzania. So, and that's going to be a really interesting experience too. So
do you like triage people out there? Is like a Doctors Without Borders type thing, or
it's that type of thing? But this is a standalone clinic that stays there all the time,
Then
different people can come in and volunteer with them for certain amounts of time.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And there's this one of my colleagues goes out there every January and July. So I'm just going out with him and some medical students. And, we're all going to do it together for a while. So it should be cool.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds fun.
Yep.
I'm jealous. I need a vacation. I've been working my ass off.
Well, I tell you, thinking about this doesn't feel like a vacation. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of traveling. I'm going to be working the first, I don't know how many hours a day. I'm going to be working at this clinic. And then Kilimanjaro is full on. You know what I mean?
But
I'm
going
to have to come back and
though.
Have a vacation.
Yeah, but it's
yes,
the experience. You know,
it's
you'll never forget it.
Exactly.
You'll never forget it.
Exactly.
Here, caller.
What's going on?
What? Hi, Dad.
Yeah, hold on one second. You want to be on the air?
Okay, here. Dr. Groovy's dad's going to be on the air.
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, Daddy there?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, boy. Well, let me keep on trying to get you a little bit better. What's going on, Dad?
Well, sun's going down. One of the longest days of the year. The longest night of the year. The puppies, and the puppies have been terrific today. They haven't made a single mistake.
The puppies haven't made a single mistake?
Yeah, they haven't gone to the bathroom in the house. They've gone to the bathroom outside.
That means that Mommy is very well trained.
Awesome.
We're looking forward to you being here, Kat.
Yeah. I'm gonna come out there right before we were just talking about how I'm gonna go to Africa, and so I'm gonna be visiting you guys for
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, And I'll visit you guys for a couple days before and after.
Yeah.
Cool.
What kinds of illnesses do you think you'll encounter with the children?
Well, you know what? I haven't really looked into it enough, but I'm sure certain kinds of parasites and worms and diseases that I have only read about in textbooks.
Uh-huh. Well, you're such a great diagnostician. I'm sure you will be able to help them a lot.
I sure hope so.
Just don't catch any of them yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my shots, and I've got my prophylactic medications, so I should be okay. Are you guys listening to the show?
No.
Oh, that wasn't the right answer.
Somebody call in, please. Give a shout out.
That's okay. No, I'm so glad you guys called anyway.
This is your last show before you leave, right?
And what's the number?
That is correct. Yes. The number is 213-252-0998.
Shout us out loud.
And if my parents can remember it, anybody can remember it.
Especially when you send it to us in an email.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did send it in an email, didn't I? So, so you got the email. Good.
Well, we're looking forward to your arrival a week
from radio.
Okay.
A week from yesterday.
Your test climb of Olrag Mountain to prepare for Kilimanjaro.
Right? Ooh. I'm still working on the volume for you guys. For some reason, you're not coming in very loudly, and so every time you talk, I'm trying to put up the fader to make it really loud.
And then
all of a sudden, when I talk, it gets really crazy. So,
oh dear.
Yeah, it's not working as well as usual. But yes, Dad and I at least are going to climb Old Rag. Mom, you going to come with us?
I will think about it.
Okay.
She'll think about it all day.
All day waiting for us to come back?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. You know, you do what you want to do. It's all right. And Dad and I will have a good time. Right, Dad?
Right.
Now,
all right.
Depends on how I'm feeling. It also depends on the weather. I want you to come over and see our new property and hike through that. And if you go through all of the little trails we've cut and all that, it's going to take quite a while.
Okay. I see how this is going.
Yeah.
I see someone starting to fade out on the Old Rag Mountain.
Right.
Okay.
He's not going to give up on Old Rag.
Okay. That's fine. We'll see how it goes, okay?
But I celebrate my birthday on Monday, and by tradition, when I have lunch, I have to have lunch
testing.
With a lunch bunch.
Testing.
A group of old guys. And
Kill Radio.
On birthday, you have to buy everybody their lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to buy everybody lunch.
I've been saving
that's
up.
Right. That's the way it works.
Okay, then.
But they don't really call them the old guys around here. They call them something else.
But you just use your
imagination.
Old farts?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
I got it on the first try?
Yep.
Sweet.
First try.
I know those Republicans from Virginia so well.
Oh, they're mostly Democrats?
And you hang out with them?
Oh, I'm in a minority, Katrina. I'm almost always a minority of one, sometimes a minority of two.
Oh, I see. Well, at least I know you can hold your own in those kind of conversations,
Absolutely.
Though.
Ginsburg shows up now and then.
Who does?
Doug Ginsburg. Of course, he can't.
Judge Ginsburg. Oh.
Judge.
Yeah, yeah.
But he kind of weighs in on them philosophically.
Who else is in the lunch bunch? Anybody else we would know by name?
Well, it's a fellow that's former president of think tank, a fellow with a furniture maker, contract carrier for the U.S. Postal Service, a builder, Butch Sindel, just a variety of folks.
Okay. Sounds good. And happy birthday to you on Monday.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Grandmama tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who I forgot to do something about, so I'm going to have to call her.
Give her a call. She would just love that.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything for her?
We're giving her a call.
A call. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Last time
we'll
they gave her a car,
Georgia,
so.
A car?
And I think Jackson.
I want a car.
tomorrow, isn't he?
With air.
Jackson's what? Birthday?
Power steering.
Oh, christened tomorrow. That's tomorrow in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think you're right. I got that email, but I knew I wasn't going to be there, so I kind
of
put it out of my mind. Yeah. All right, my guest is being ornery now.
Disc changer.
I have a guest in the studio.
Well, we better let you get back to your
nice
guest.
Surround sound in a TV.
But I'm so glad you guys called. That's so nice of you.
Well, it's great to talk to you.
So I can put
I'm
a hammer through the TV.
Enjoying your last show, and I hope that those listening in are enjoying it.
Yeah, we've got at least 7 listeners.
Scratch the TV. Here
all right.
I call.
All right, I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What the hell were you doing there?
Dreaming about a car with air, power steering.
Oh, my God.
CD changer.
Nice.
I said TV, and I changed my mind.
Oh, my goodness. I love my parents.
So, hey, before we wrap this up, whenever we do, I mean, because I'm just, when do you have to wrap this up?
Well, the next DJ called in earlier and said he's going to be late.
Oh.
So we can keep going for a little while. But we can play music, we can talk, whatever you want to do. What were you saying while I was on the phone? I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Kill Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Kill Radio.
We'll have to see how that recorded.
And put a hammer in your fucking television, people.
You know
don't
what?
Watch that shit.
I saw a television, like a big one, like 37, 40-inch screen, what is it called, cathode ray, CRT, and it was smashed behind the Ralphs.
Yeah.
So first somebody had to bring it there.
Smash
it.
And
then they smashed it right there behind the Ralphs on the sidewalk. It was crazy. What a disaster.
That's a great purchase right there. You just put a hammer through your television, people.
I watch television.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you know, I hardly ever watch television.
That's why you're more creative than I am.
I don't. I hardly ever listen to the radio, which I don't, actually. I just listen to my...
Well, there you're missing out. Because you're missing
Kill
out
radio,
on my stuff.
I listen to Kill Radio.
Yeah, right. Have you ever listened?
No.
Don't
no,
fucking
I
lie.
I will now.
See? I know
but hey, I just want to give a shout out to all my homies who have actually helped me, and I'm so blessed with all their help for Brainwashed.
Get by with a little help from your friends.
Yeah, you get high with a little help from your friends.
That too.
Organic.
Yeah.
Only pesticide free. Thank you.
Much better for your brain.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
But
give your shout out.
Shout out. Brad Cooper. You could. He's taken a lot of photos and done a lot of. He has some artwork. The chickens, the space chickens, which you will see on my site at brainwashedfashion.com.
I love the space chickens.
I love them too.
I have the space chickens on my chest sometimes.
Oh yeah, I know you do. You know you're about your Dr.
Oh my God,
Phil
we
good.
Never gave away a shirt. Do you want it? Do you want
yeah,
to give away a shirt?
Yeah, nobody's called in. They got to call in if they want a shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
All right. If you want to win, not, if you want to
I mean,
win
how,
a shirt.
They're going to have to call in. How are we going to know?
Give a call in, 213-252-0998. It's cool, it's brainwashed, and if you don't call in, I get it.
Give brainwashed, put it on, bitches.
So actually, I don't really care if they call, because then I'll get it. Uh-oh. Not that that was the rule, but I just made that rule.
You could, I'll give you as many as you want.
Oh, sweet.
Doesn't matter, you could have them all.
Sweet.
You can make a jacket out of it.
Thanks.
Pants.
Excellent.
Headband or some crazy, like... hair pieces or some shit.
Excellent.
With
excellent.
Random space on your dome, on your cranium.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got all kinds of articles.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Articles of clothing.
Oh, no. You could actually, I don't have that. You could actually make that.
Oh,
you have
can
to
make
cut
it.
And sew yourself.
Oh, okay. I could do
you
that.
Know.
I can but, cut and sew. I was doing that today, actually.
Cutting and sewing?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I got stuff I got to do. I got to write my name in all my clothes, just like when you go to camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, can I put my lips to this, or is that bad? Or is this thing all fungified?
Yeah. I talked in one of my previous shows about microphone diseases.
Just touched my lips.
The nerf balls of microphones can transmit disease. You know,
wow.
Like herpes and bacterial infections,
nice.
Impetigo.
Yeah.
Nasty things. But more than anything,
give it all to me.
You can probably have an allergy attack getting close to this thing because it's so
dust
dusty
mites.
And ashy.
It's a dust mite haven.
And so then you can't go kiss people until you've had a severe washing of your face.
The great mecca of the dust mite.
Because you might transmit it and it's, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll notice too. You won't notice because you won't smell it anymore.
Yeah.
And then you'll like get close to them and they'll be like, what the fuck is that?
I was sucking on a microphone.
And it was the microphone. Have you ever performed on a performance microphone, like on a stage?
No.
Dude, those things get spit on so much.
Oh, they're like dripping, huh?
They end up smelling like vomit, acid, saliva.
Ass.
Oh, my God.
Smell like somebody's crack.
Bad, 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 bad stuff. Yeah, it's nasty. So, yeah, you got to be careful with that
kind of
stuff.
Be careful about the microphones, people. If you guys are doing podcasts or... radio shows like we are here.
Yeah, I talked about how you can put a condom on the microphone.
There, and it works now.
Hell yeah.
No, no way.
Yeah. Then you touch the condom, right?
Yeah, but
just make sure they're unlubricated. But you
No spermicide.
No spermicide
free.
Right, right.
There you go.
So you just make sure that it fits and it's non-lubricated, non-spermicidal, and you don't have to worry about microphone diseases. See?
Do you think what would this size be, like a super magnum here or what? What the fuck? This is like a horse.
You call this a super magnum?
This is like, oh shit.
This is small, baby.
Shit. Oh my god. Well, I'm going to call the doctor. Oh wait, Dr. Groovy, I need an addictomy.
yeah. Oh, hello.
Oh god.
Hello,
hey,
no one's
what's
calling.
Up caller? We're Hold calling on. About a brainwash shirt. Anyways, I want to give a shout out to Brad Cooper. You can reach him at clownhead, CLOWN.com. Micah Monkey.
Oh my god, my cousin's calling.
What's up, cousin?
Okay,
cool.
Hello?
That's me.
Frank! My cousin Frank! What's going on?
Calling from Georgia and absolutely enjoying your show.
Oh my god, that's so cool!
Yeah.
Thanks! That's so great of you.
I want my damn t-shirt.
Oh my god, he won!
Nice.
He won the brainwashed t-shirt. We will totally get you the t-shirt. So what you have to do is just, you know, you have my email, so just email me your address that you want it sent to, and we'll send it to you. And you're going to look so styling. People in Georgia, they're not going to know what to do with you with this t-shirt on.
I can't wait. I need to have that now.
Does he get a choice of design?
Actually, I have new designs coming out in about a couple weeks. The design I have right now, what size?
What size are you?
That would be a large.
Large.
I have a large. I could give you a large random's face.
Okay, you can
face.
Have. Here's what you can do. You can go to brainwashedfashion.com.
There you go.
And you can look at the possibilities and let us know which one you want.
Right. And right now there's a small variety, but that's changing in the very near future.
Right now there's really a small cool variety, stuff. But it'll be changing in the future. He's got more designs coming out in the next 2 weeks.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, I want the whitewashed. And I want it now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Whitewashed? And you want it now?
I just made that part up.
Oh, you made that. Okay. Well, well, seriously, look at the designs and see which one you want, because you totally won. Because you called.
Well, there's pretty much
rocks.
A chicken. There's the stoner chicken.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. It's fun. How are things in Georgia?
Things in Georgia, it just turned into summer, and here we are, and it's summertime.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that, too.
Yeah, it's pretty hot down there, eh?
For now.
Yeah.
But that's part of living here.
That's part of Georgia. You got it. Oh, hello.
Oh,
I love it when my phone starts beeping like that.
Something's going on. Technical difficulty.
Sorry about that. Well, hey, Frank, listen, thanks so much for calling. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
Thank you.
Or things you want to say?
Well, considering the wealth of knowledge you've provided about the playa, whatever the hell that is.
That's the desert of Nevada.
Yeah, health concerns about the Burning Man thing.
Uh-huh.
That's very interesting, and I certainly want to get out there soon.
Oh, yeah, you should totally go. You've never been to Burning Man, eh?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to check it out. Go to Burning Man, I think it's burningman.com, and it'll show you lots of pictures and things that are going on. It'll tell you the dates. It'll tell you how to get tickets and stuff like that. No, I think everybody should go at least once, and I think you would really enjoy it.
Well, I'll certainly check into that. East Coast boy here, I've never even heard of it, so...
Well,
I
now you know.
Yes, and I appreciate the enlightenment that
See?
You provided.
Frequency and phrenology. See how we open your mind?
Yeah.
Hey, the check's in the mail.
Kill Radio.
And your t-shirt's in the mail! Woo!
Thank you very much. Hopefully,
Alright, Frank, we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye!
Peace.
Alright.
Yes.
Hello, hello. So, that was my sweet cousin Frank.
Very cool. Very cool. He will get a brainwashed shirt, for sure.
Excellent.
Brainwash brings people together.
See how it happens? Okay, we're going to sign off now because DJ Chicken Leather is on his way in.
DJ Chicken Leather.
Her talk is still cheap. Well, actually, I just really want to listen to the rest of this song, which is Wolf
is
Mother.
A Brainwash song?
No.
No. Hey, you guys.
What is it? What's up, dude?
It's good to see you.
Hey, people. Peace.
Love you.
Peace out. Huh? Is that it? Hey, we're back.
Kill Radio, DJ Chicken Leather here.
And DJ.
I, you know, usually we have really cheap talk to talk about, but right now we have something that's right up your alley, and it's something we always hear about these guys that are posers like myself, that wear all these like...
Oh, I'm a poser.
Like, oh, no. Oh,
I'm a poser.
All the way.
Major one with like the Live Aid. Now, I got a Live Aid t-shirt after the fact, and it was really sad because I really wanted to be there, and my girlfriend was from Philly at the time, and I thought, she's taking me to Philly. Oh, this is, she says, I got a surprise for you next week, and I'm going, yes, yes, and my friends are going, hey, what are you doing next week? And I said, I think I'm going to Live Aid, and they go, oh, you bastard, oh, you lucked out, because she literally lived, like, walking distance from JFK. So I figured, oh, this is going to be it. We're going to stay at her place, get up early, go there. So I'm all ready to go. And she goes, you got to pack your car up. And I'm thinking, oh, are we driving cross country? I'm never going to make it. You know, I've done 3 days, but whatever. No. She goes, I got us reservations in Yosemite. And I'm thinking, oh, this is just all a joke to divert me from the real thing. But then I realized while we were driving up to, what was it, Tulare and up the road there through things, I'm going, oh my God, this is like every summer vacation I've ever taken. We're going camping, and I'm going with my girlfriend. So I'm thinking, well, you know, there's a trade-off there, you know. It could have been with family and friends, but it's with your girlfriend. So I'm thinking, this is fantastic.
That's pretty sweet.
But as I walk up, everybody else is coming back down. She goes, I'm amazed that I got these things. Usually it's all packed up all through the month of June, but everybody said, oh, yeah, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh. They're going to go see Live Aid somewhere. Don't you know about this thing? And she goes, oh, yeah, that rock and roll stuff. Who wants to see that? And I'm thinking, well, I do. Doesn't everybody want to go see
Live Aid? So you were
in
the vicinity of Live Aid, but you were going to do something
else?
No,
we went camping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the which campers is like, were coming down from the mountains. Yeah, they were going up to camp on the mountain. They were going to Live Aid.
To make a long story short.
Oh, man.
I thought I'd never see Live Aid.
Did you, like, let her go to sleep and then run off?
It made it seem like it was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
MTV had it on, wall to wall. And it was they were going to repeat it the week after. I'm thinking, oh, the week after, I'll get to do it. And then something else came up. And I, you know, Mind Warp, now 20-some years. And I'm sitting in Mondo Video.
40,
is it 40? 80s were, oh my God, the 80s were even longer than that. So I'm sitting in Mondo 30. Video, yeah. And I'm walking around, and I hear the song, and I'm going, oh my God, that sounds like Live Aid. It can't be. And he goes, yeah, they just came out with it on
On Live DVD. Aid on DVD.
You're kidding. No. And so I thought to myself, oh, my God, I get to relive this. So one of these days, I'm going to do the big Live Aid thing. But until then, the reason I bring it up is I watch shows, and I've been watching all this stuff about the G8 and everything else, and we know what happened with there and stuff. And what did Bono, and now
Bono.
Bono.
Is that the guy that hit a tree when he was skiing?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Babe, I got you, babe. Yeah. So
the guy who wears hats.
Anyway,
glasses.
Blue shades.
Right.
Him and Sir Bob. Actually, Bob Geldof. We'll use their full names. They came out. And,
Boomtown Ratter.
And they basically said, hey, this is horrible. Not that he doesn't like Mondays, but he says, this is horrible. They haven't done anything about it. And I thought that was really, punk, rockers that can get up and tell you, hey, you haven't done anything is good. But along those lines, there's certain organizations that are doing something, along with Mission with Bikes and a couple other things that we've heard about. Most notably, there were a couple guys who just decided to go over there and got off the plane with their camera they bought on eBay, and they did a great documentary, and now they're contributing to schools and
very
stuff.
Very cool.
Got off the plane for where? Where were they?
I think they were in Zimbabwe or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Really? That is in Africa, right?
Oh, so we're talking about Africa now.
Africa.
That's
what this all ties in. See,
I didn't realize what we're talking about.
Live Aid was about Africa. When I say I was a poser, I had the Live Aid t-shirt, and everybody goes, hey, how was Live Aid? I quickly got a t-shirt, and I said, oh, it was not to be forgotten. And they go, well, what happened?
Experience.
And I go, I don't remember a thing. That's what I say. It worked
good
for 20 years until finally I had to admit that I didn't go to somebody the other day. I finally told them.
He lied for 20 years.
Yeah, my girlfriend goes, so what about this ex-girlfriend? I'm just going, oh, it's nothing to get jealous by. Anybody that's not going to take you to Live Aid and live like walking distance from
you. Obviously didn't really see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're not going to go to that rock and roll.
We're going to say that some people
we're gonna go to the mountain.
Do things, and we don't have to pose. And our own Dr. Groovy is not posing.
Definitely,
she's getting on a plane. What is it? How many hours?
Oh, dude, it's like 5 days of traveling.
5 days to get there?
Because
I have to take
one flight and then a 12-hour layover and another flight and another like 12-hour wait, or actually 24 hours. Then I get on a bus to go from Kenya to Tanzania.
And then climb Machu Picchu.
Then
no, that's the other
thing.
She's going through South Africa to get to Africa. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's some sort of joint plateau kind of.
Exactly. I made it.
I'm going to walk the bridge. I'm going
to
walk
the land bridge.
From just South America. The water to Africa. Bridge. So, and then finally I will arrive at the clinic like 5 days after I started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is like the whole, Mr. Carter ER kind of in the middle of Africa kind of thing.
Carter ER?
ER years ago did that as a thing where he goes to Africa and he finds the woman he loves, and they come back, and then
show. Man.
Oh, but there were two great ones. It was that one and the one where
maybe,
I guess, the new guy
maybe
that used to rule ER, he totally got lost, and they said, "What do you mean he got lost?" And he says, "Well, we haven't seen him in a week," and he literally got on the plane. The character got on the plane, gets off the plane, realizes that they haven't been telling him everything, and he literally tracks him down, and he was like. They stole his shoes, and they thought, well, we have his shoes, he must be dead or something. Nobody would ever go without their shoes in Africa. It was such a fucked up ER.
It's dangerous to go without your shoes
bullshit
in Africa.
It was such a fucked up ER. But it was like, I remember it because it was like, there was so much tension there. Anyway.
It sounds like
it's like we can look
up
at, my version of Africa is through movies,
where
which is really
shoes?
Bad. And that's bad because I have rock and roll and movies and bad television to relate. So when you get back, you have to do.
And that's what people always tell me.
And this gets back to cheap talk.
They're like, you're going to Africa? Don't get your head cut off.
Oh, dude.
Don't get your tongue cut out.
When I was
I'm
in
like,
Cambodia,
thanks.
Everybody always told me, there's headhunters down the way. The killing fields haven't ended and stuff. The Khmer Rouge go out every night. And it's like, okay, there's French women. I mean, French tourists in their, later years that are walking around all these places. How dangerous can it really be?
Yeah, they're out there walking around.
And a 73-year-old guy, when I told him I was going to climb Kilimanjaro, one of my patients who's 73, he goes, oh, well, I hear you can just walk up Kilimanjaro.
Pretty much, yeah.
So don't worry
about it. Yeah, there's that escalator on this.
And I was just like, damn, dude, way to reduce my whole experience.
Without shoes, remember, leave your shoes at the bottom.
Leave your shoes behind.
Leave them at at the bottom of the
mountain. Well, you have to bring me back some snow from Kilimanjaro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I'll do it. I'll put it into a jar.
Global warming and stuff. Well, this
is
fantastic.
That's why I'm going, so I can still see the glacier before it's all gone.
Absolutely.
And hopefully there'll be a little bit left by the time I get there.
We here at Kill Radio.
Hopefully.
We don't have a flag, but let's see if we can make a flag so you can put on the top
of Kilimanjaro.
Oh,
that would be so funny. Killy Radio. Oh my God! Connections, yeah. They're all over the place today.
Boom, boom.
We had like a full brain show today on Frequency and Phrenology, and now we're saying Killy and Killa Radio.
Killy Radio.
Yes.
Killy Radio.
Well,
it all flows.
I can't say enough how proud I am of you going up there. Is there a specific clinic?
Of you. You do so much around here.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to have a love fest now. Is it
a specific clinic?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is a specific clinic, and I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's in Shirati, and it's on the shore of Lake Victoria. And I can't remember what it's called, but it's a very small clinic in a very rural area.
Are you sure it's in Shirati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like... They don't have addresses there, though. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
It's like you just know where you're going.
It's like Rockefeller Center. It's just one rock, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah.
It's the same, but
either you get so rich that you don't need an address, or you're so poor that you don't need an
address.
So we're the middle class.
It's kind of like babies to the elderly. You know, it's all full circle. Yeah, well, we're just coming around.
I had no idea you were going on this trip until you told me right now.
So I'll miss you.
Well, no, we won't miss you because we're going to put... We've done some things here in the archives.
Good
and
God
hopefully
damn.
We'll come in and play some of the great shows you've been
Although
doing.
One of our new DJs may be taking over my show for the next 4 weeks. DJ KRS-10. I don't want to say that it's a definite.
Okay.
I haven't gotten it from her yet.
It's a maybe, might be definite.
But she can definitely take my show to the next level.
So,
KRS-10 level.
There you go.
KRS-10.
So when you come back, they'll go, who is this white demon that wants her show back, Frequency Phrenology? We've never heard of these.
And it would be me.
I'm Satan.
It would be the doctor who will take her show back.
Well, you know, this is commendable. Now, we make light of this, but... obviously, there's all sorts of diseases, and they're not the usual funny ones we know here in America that they're used to. These are all real diseases that you go, God, didn't they wipe out smallpox? Or God, what about this diphtheria? Or I mean, you can go through the list of childhood diseases you've been through that are still like, oh, they've run their course here. Well, we don't have these diseases because
the
of
biggest
this.
Thing there is AIDS.
Yes.
I mean, not just HIV, but AIDS.
Just right
it's
out
like,
of AIDS.
It's like rampant, like, you know, above 70% of the population there has.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's because of myths. Like, there's a myth that says that, hey, you can cure AIDS by sleeping with a virgin. I hate to break it to you guys, but that doesn't work, and it just infects somebody else.
Is that specifically African, or is that here?
Yeah, no, that was in Africa, and I've also heard that there are parts of that are in the, is it the sangria? Not the stuff you drink, but the Santa Gris, that believe that.
Santa-gri.
So there's all sorts of these things. Let me just set the word straight for the cheapest talk. You get AIDS from needles and also from...
unprotected sex.
Right. And if we have to get more graphic than that, we will. You can give us a call at 213-252-0998. And I will tell you over the phone the type of behavior... That will actually contribute to that. See, I'm slurring my words.
Because he knows.
Yes. I've done research. Yes. We have a doctor here.
Yeah.
God,
I mean,
he can tell you right away.
Dr. Groovy.
Oh, my God.
She knows what's up.
No, but it's like, so is this just a straight-on clinic? Or I mean, obviously there's no division between pediatrics or any specialties there.
Nah, general services. Do whatever you can do. Referrals.
Are you going with a big, like... swag bag from like the pharmaceutical companies and stuff.
Swag bag.
No, but we're gonna have our own bag of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're putting it together.
So that's the thing. It's like for pennies you could be curing things over there, but you know.
And it's really amazing when you see the markup of the pharmaceuticals here in the US versus when they're used in another country.
It's a crime.
And in this case it's a good situation, but really the only anti-HIV drug that they could be using in Africa right now is called AZT.
And how much is the AZT?
And it's cheap for them because it's made in bulk by many companies now because it's off patent. But it doesn't, you know, HIV mutates into different forms, and the medications that we use are no longer strong enough to be able to combat the virus anymore. And so the people who have a resistant form of HIV, they can't use AZT anymore, but until things come off patent, you can't use them, you know, cheaply. So
yeah,
that's kind of a problem. The other problem is
it's a crime, man.
AZT.
And these are people. These are human beings, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, but
yeah,
here's the other problem: a lot of these medications will be packaged up and shipped over there, and will sit there at the dock or the warehouse or whatever, and aren't distributed until it's too late, and the medications won't work anymore because there's such a bad infrastructure. There's no like governmental facility to be able to distribute it, and the roads aren't safe, and you know the trucks don't work, and there isn't any gas, and there isn't any money. So the medicine makes its way part of the way, and then doesn't get to the people because of such a bad system. So there's a whole set of problems.
I think countries need to come together and make that structure work.
Which is what the UN tries to do.
Gas, trucks,
but,
you know what I mean?
Right, but still, if you've got an unsafe road to travel on, even if the UN has a packed full truck, if it gets exploded or you know the people who are driving it get their heads chopped off with machetes...
The world we live in, man. It's crazy. Yeah. We look beautiful from outer space till you get to the ground floor.
Yeah.
We're an ugly thing, man. Humanity.
But we don't have
to continue. Well, I know.
Yeah, no.
But people need to
mine
grow.
Is a serious thing there. And there,
you know,
there
people
is some, and
need to come together and drop the race lines, drop the religious lines, you know, and just come together as people and evolve into something greater, hopefully.
Absolutely.
You know, because... You look outside the window. It's crazy, man.
But you start with the person in the mirror.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You
got listeners out there.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Exactly.
You just
it
try to
you.
You try to you be good to the person who's right next to you, and that starts the cascade effect.
Exactly.
And you can't ask for any more than that. And if you want to change the world, change the world. You know, and go do it. But otherwise,
the man in the mirror.
Start with you.
Ow!
And the people around you.
Know, Michael Jackson had something going on right there.
Because if everybody did that, then it would be a good
place.
Exactly. The problem is, then you got to break down through religion and stuff like that.
Religion,
it keeps you separated from other people.
Yes, break tradition and grow people. That's what I think. I think if people were to break tradition, we'd be able to grow as a greater thing on this planet we call Earth, this beautiful planet that we continue to destroy. The planet and each other, you know.
Yep.
So,
talk is cheap, isn't it?
It's cheap, but
it's
today
cheap,
it's like
and,
it's
and
another
you,
level.
I think
you
people
do
though.
Something. Action is what means.
And
something.
And I think people are. I think people are starting to realize that. Hopefully, you know what I mean.
Uh huh.
I think
you know?
They are.
I think they are.
Yeah. Look past your feet, man. That's what it's all about. Look past your feet.
All right, dudes. I'm going to sign off and let DJ Chicken Leather
take
over
service.
His business.
Yes.
Service, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, not like service at the fast food thing, but like serving other people.